Well, Bahrain's main opposition party, Al-Wefaq, says the regime's harsh crackdown on pro-democracy activists has intensified over the past month, with the highest levels of violence since the uprising began in 2011. In a report, Al-Wefaq has documented 1,900 cases of human rights violations only in the month of September 2013, including incidents in which regime forces used excessive force or torture. According to the report, last month, 214 anti-regime protesters were arrested, including two women and 40 children, the highest number since the uprising began. The Al-Wefaq report also said that 111 activists who were convicted by a Bahraini court and given sentences of up to 15 years were tried based on fabricated charges. Well, let's speak to Colin Cavell, who joins us via Skype. He's a former lecturer with the University of Bahrain. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, 214 anti-regime protesters arrested. Not only is this crackdown on dissent going unpunished, but it's also going unnoticed. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And just to give you an indication of the silence here in the Western media, Kaniz, just look at the number of people that are continuously reported killed in Bahrain. It has been at 80 for the last year and a half. The West just doesn't want to go over that figure, even though those on the ground know very well that we've had over 150 to 200 people at least killed. But they don't want to report that anymore because of the regime's harsh crackdown, its imprisonment of anybody who speaks out for human rights and calls for democracy, and its torture policies. So there's a very harsh crackdown going on. But what is amazing, Kaniz, is the will of the people. They are no longer afraid of the Al Khalifa family, and they are fighting back, and they're on the streets on a daily basis. It is truly impressive what they're doing.
Right. What also is interesting to note is that the Bahraini regime is trying to form a national committee on humanitarian law. It is kind of ironic that this is the very regime that has prosecuted doctors and nurses for treating protesters that were injured by the regime's forces in their crackdown.
Yes, Kaniz. What the Bahraini regime has learned through its foreign advisory companies like McKinsey and Company, et cetera, is how to play the Western media. What you need to do is you issue reports from time to time talking about human rights and how we're going to set up a commission to study human rights, or we're going to have a dialogue. But of course, as we've seen in Bahrain, not anything gets accomplished because there's no intention to give any type of concessions to the majority of the people. The Khalifa regime is entrenched, and they want to rule with an iron fist, and they know how to play the Western media. That's why they have on retainer over 16 public relations firms, not only in the United States, but also in London, to make sure any detrimental news about Bahrain does not reach the public.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Former lecturer with the University of Bahrain, Colin Cavell, there joining us via Skype from West Virginia. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.